you, Lord, for pouring forth the revelation knowledge of your glory upon us. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you teach us. Thank you, Lord, for your light burning in our hearts as we hear your word. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of your person. Thank you, Lord of glory, for your presence. Thank you that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for pouring forth your person upon us. We drink of the river of your presence. Lord of glory, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for life and life more in abundance. And we drink the river of your life, the strength of life. We drink the river of your person, Lord of glory, even as you speak to us. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And let's open to Galatians chapter 4. And the Lord is going to guide us through many scriptures this morning. He's going to make us to understand who we are, so that on the face of the earth, all of our days, we will not fear. Please, let's read Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Please, let's go. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Let's go again. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Amen. Amen. And so again, you see, the scripture says, you and I, just as Isaac was the child of promise, we also are the children of promise. And you may wonder, how is that? Please, let's open to Genesis chapter 12 and let's first start from there, so that we will understand some things and realize that we are special, and what we are is written. We are special. Genesis chapter 12. Please, let's take it from verse 1 to 4. Okay, let's go. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and will curse the him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Amen. Amen. Let's zero down to verse 2. You can see, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And we know the child of promise, Isaac, came. Look at verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Please underline that. You can see the promise of you and I already spoken. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And we give God all the glory that we are surely, definitely blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's flip forward to chapter 15 and you will see the same thing there. Even as he promised him the child of promise called Isaac, he also promised him children of promise. You and I, we are children of promise. Please, let's read it from... Let's zero down to verses 4 and 5. Please, let's go. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Amen and amen. So you see two things. He promised him an heir from his own bowels, Isaac. And then he said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou shalt be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. In other words, the stars of heaven, not only will your seed, your descendants be as the stars of heaven, but they will be what? Innumerable. So you see two promises. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. And you will see that God, in speaking to Abraham, spoke, you and I, along with Isaac, unto Abraham and Sarah. Hebrews chapter 11, let's read verses 11 and 12 together. Okay, let's go. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, you see stars of heaven and then sands of the seashore. What is the Lord saying? You see two promises, stars of heaven and the sand that is as the seashore. Both are what? Many and innumerable. So we see two things. We are children of promise, as we have read in Galatians chapter 4. Now, let us try to understand why stars is used for you and I. I tell you, tell somebody, you are a star.
You are a star.
I am a star.
I am a star.
We are high up. We are stars of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, let's open to Isaiah chapter 14 and let's see the word star. Remember, our Lord Jesus is also called what? Bright and morning star. And I tell you, star is another name for the glory of God. You have to understand these things. Bright and morning star. And remember, he was called in Malachi chapter 4, the son of righteousness. And if you look at Psalm 84, you will see there, he is the son, the Lord is the son and the shield. And he will give glory and grace. And so you will see, star is associated, is another name for the glory of God. For the glory of God blazes forth with light. God is the source of his own light, and so he gives off light. Remember, Saul of Tarsus was blinded by that light on his way to Damascus. And remember, the Lord is also called light of the world. And I tell you, the light of God is brighter than the sun. The nearest we can use to describe the light that is of God and blazes forth is the sun. And yet is much, much, much more than that. And so he is called the Father of Light. He is called the light of the world. You have to understand, because the glory of God has light. He is the source of his own light. He blazes forth with light. And that is why God is also called light. God is light. In him is no what? Darkness. And so you see a key. God is the source of light. The glory is filled with light. And remember, the scripture says, in the face of Christ is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shining forth from his face. And so we see the glory of God is special. Another name for the glory of God is stars. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 14. Let's zero down to verses 13 and 14. Please let's go. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And so again, you see, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. God's glory is above the heavens. God's glory is above the nations. And so you see, Lucifer seeing, beholding the glory, the stars of God, thinks he can be like God and exalt himself higher, even above God. And so here we see another name for the glory of God is the stars of God. The stars of God. The stars of God. Please let's quickly look at Psalm 84. Verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And so again, we see the Lord is the sun, telling you the star. And part of the sun is also a star, isn't it? Those of us who did geography, you will know that. But we have seen it that the Lord who is star, he will give grace and glory. He will give grace and glory. The star. So you can see, the glory given to you and I is also called star. The stars of God. We have on the inside of us stars of God. And so now we realize where the children that are stars, that are of the same faith as father of faith, Abraham, came from. The glory is on the inside of you and I. Please let's open to Ephesians chapter 2. And you will see that you and I, we are as the stars. So we are high up. We are high up. We are in Christ. Tell somebody, you are a star. You are high up. You are high and lifted up. You are in Christ. Only believe. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, let's take it from verse 1 to 6. together. Okay, let's go. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's read verse 6 again. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so again, you see, we are seated in Christ. Jesus is star. We are stars in him. You can see the glory of God. We are high up. We are high up. We have read in Isaiah chapter 14 how high up the Father and the Son is. And if you and I, we have received the same stars of God, we are high up, we are seated in Christ, we are stars. Just as the scriptures says that stars, the children of promise, we are stars, we are children of promise right from the word go. God had purpose to bless us, to restore to us all the glory that we lost in the garden, to be stars, stars, stars. And we thank God that we are stars today. And so you have to understand these things. The Son who is the shield, he is the Son of righteousness. He gave to you and I glory and grace. The grace there is the power. Unto them that believed him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. And so we have the stars of God. We are seated in Christ. Yes, we may be in this earthen vessel, but I tell you, if the Lord should open our eyes, you will see yourself glory rising up to heaven. Just as the earth is the footstool of the Son, so is the earth the footstool of you and I. The scripture is quite clear. We are seated in Christ. Because we are high, we are like him. As he is, so are we in this world. Please, let's open to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. So you and I, we need to keep going over the scriptures again and again, so that we believe and the scriptures become part of us. They become what we think. They become what we know, for then the scriptures will be in our heart. We'll be thinking just as the Lord hath said, we'll be thinking. And I tell you, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we need to start understanding and living as children who are stars. And we need to keep going over these scriptures again and again, so that we'll have them in our hearts. God wants his truth in our hearts. And that's how to have truth in your heart. For it is very important for you and I to have truth in our hearts. For as we think, as the Spirit thinks, so will we be. So will we say. So will we do. And so will we act? 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Please, let's go. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Please underline the last two sentences. Let's read it again. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. And how is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is star of God. He is high and lifted up. And so as he is, so are we in this world. The new man, that's the person we're talking about. The new spirit man, the glory of Christ is in there. You have to understand, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because the glory of God is always high. He is the Almighty God, the Most High. His glory is above the heavens. His glory is above the earth. Please, let's open to Psalm 8 so that you will understand the glory of God. You will realize that the enemy, when he was Lucifer and in heaven, he beheld the glory of God and was envious. He beheld the glory of God, the stars of God. He saw how high, no end. And God is still increasing. There's no beginning. There's no ending to our God. Haven't you heard? He is truth. And so mightily grew the word of God. And the word of God is still growing. The word of God is still growing. It will never stop to grow. The stone hewn out of the mountain, after breaking all the satanic power, grew to fill the whole world. And it's still growing. It's still growing. It's still growing. Please, let's read Psalm 8, verse 1. Please, let's go. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. See that? He has set his glory above the heavens. And remember, the earth is his footstool. Isaiah chapter 40. Made us to understand that the earth is the footstool. Now, you see, his glory is not only above the nations, but is above heaven. And that is what Lucifer saw. And he decided to be as God. But we are already gods on earth, having exactly what Lucifer saw. That is you and I. And so tell somebody, I am a star. I am a star. I am a star of God. I am a son of God. So I am a star of God. And so you can see, Abraham, God fulfilled his word to him. Abraham became a blessing to all the families on the face of the earth. We all have the glory back. We are stars of God. We are stars. We are high up. And I tell you, the glory is with us. We have the glory on the inside of us. We are high up. We are special. And guess what? The same blessing, everything he does, he will do for you and I. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. You have to have that confidence that not only are you a son of God, but that the Son of God is with you. He is round about you. He's upon you. He is the one. His glory, that star, he's the one on the inside of you and I. And one thing is, all of our days on the face of the earth, he will always help us. Every need he will supply. Remember Abraham, He asked him for a child, isn't it? And he supplied. He supplied. And so, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No good thing will he withhold from them that love him. He will always work out all things work together for good to them that love him and that are called according to his plans and purpose. Are you a star of God? You are called according to his plans and purpose. He has called you and I. We are stars called. You have to truly understand that all of our days on the face of the earth, we have him to help us. We've heard it this morning that the enemy is out warring against every one of us. But we thank God that we have one who is there for us. He is the stronger than the strong man. No matter how strong the enemy or his war, I tell you, there's one who has power to handle him every time. Every time. The person we're talking about has power to overcome death. He overcame death. And that is why we are all alive in him today. Death could not hold him captive. And I tell you, every human being except you and I, now that we're in Christ, every human being before feared death. But he took care of death for us. And now we have life. And we have it more in abundance. And you have to understand that as we are stars, that is the blessing of Abraham, the glory of God. Jesus, also called the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, our hope of glory. That is the stars of God. You have to understand that is the blessing of Abraham. The glory of God, the Spirit of God. Please let's open to Galatians chapter 3. We are stars of God, so we are blessed the same as father of faith. Abraham is blessed. How did he receive the blessing? By belief. Hearing of faith, he heard the word of God, and by faith he believed. And how did we become recipients of the stars of God? We heard the word of salvation and we believed. And now we have the stars of God, Christ in us, our hope of glory. The same blessing. Abraham enjoyed his blessing. His blessing was with him. We now have the same blessing, not less, the same. Please let's read Galatians chapter 3. Let's zero down to verse 13 and 14. Please let's go. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So you see, the blessing is the Spirit, the promise of the Spirit, the stars of God, the glory of God. The Son is in us. And so we have the same blessing. Where we are going, you have to understand, as a star of God, Jesus will always help you and I all of our days on the face of the earth. What we can pass on is that glory to our children, telling them about Christ, so that they too, they will have the same Spirit who will help them. I tell you, the same blessing blessing of Abraham is also called the shield and exceeding great reward of Abraham. Christ was with him throughout. He was dwelling in the desert, and yet we all know he kept him in the desert, prospered him in the desert, gave him victory every moment of his life. All his needs were supplied. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so Christ was dwelling with him in the desert. If you look at John chapter 8, Christ said this. Please let's open to it before we go on to Genesis chapter 15 again. Let's look at John chapter 8. Let's read it from verse 56 to 58. Okay, let's go. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And so you see, Abraham saw visions of the days of Christ, how he will come, everything he did, and how he will die for our sins. He knew about his blessings and believed. He saw Christ resurrected. He saw him raised up from the dead and rejoiced. King David too saw it. If you read Psalm 16, all the prophets saw the days of Jesus even in their days. They were all very much waiting for the blessing. And they believed in him. That's the key. They believed in him. And so they were able to partake of the Lord of glory even before he was made manifest, because they believed in the resurrection, the Lord to come. He is and was made Lord of all, and he died for us and was raised up, and we give God all the glory that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now you will understand that because he believed in the resurrection of Jesus, that is why when he was sacrificing, he was told to sacrifice his son, he accounted that God will raise him up, because he believed God hath power to raise up the dead. He saw Christ resurrected. All these we have to understand. So Abraham enjoyed, he partook of Jesus even in his days. Please let's open to Genesis chapter 15. And now we will understand that the blessing, the Lord of glory, who is in us, is also called the shield and the exceeding great reward of Abraham. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Please let's read it. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Amen. So now you understand the person on the inside of us, the person in our midst, the person that is with us individually, upon us, round about us, is called the shield and the exceeding great reward. That is the same blessing of Abraham. And he's also called the loving kindness. In other words, when you search the scriptures, looking at all those, you will understand that Christ is with you to help you all of your days on the face of the earth. Only go through the scriptures, keep going through, and by faith believe that according as it is written of him, he is to you. And he will do for you and has already done. He is the exceeding great reward. And that's why you have to understand that you are special. You are a star. I am a star. We belong to Jesus. The same way as he looked after Abraham, the same way he will look after us. For we have the blessing of Abraham. He's also called the shield and the exceeding great reward. The same person. The same person. The same person. Only believe he will look after you. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. You will see the Lord was making mention, making us believers to understand that the same way he took care of all those in the Old Testament, the same way he will look after you and I on the face of the earth. We are his stars. We are children of promise. So don't think it is only the sand that is blessed. No, the stars too are blessed. The sandy suns and the starry suns were all blessed. The same promise. The same promise. We are children of promise, just as the Jews are. And I tell you, the meaning of the word Jew is actually now I will praise God. So, really, we are all praisers of God. For stars praise God. We praise God. Please let's read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Please let's go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. If you look at that last sentence, look again at the shield and the exceeding great reward in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. He says here that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Abraham sought God to know truth and to believe in him. And so you can see it is the same thing. It's the same thing. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he's the shield and exceeding great reward of Abraham. So you can see it is the same promise. It is the same blessing of Abraham. He will reward us. He's our shield. He will keep us. He will look after us. And I tell you, the shield is also called the shield of faith. If you look at, let's look at it together. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's zero down to verse 16. Please let's go. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And so again, you can see the shield of faith. And we've read it in Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. So you can see, shield of faith, and God is faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So again, the person of God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the person of God is spirit, is also called glory, is also called stars of God. That's the person who is on the inside of us and who is looking after us on the face of the earth. You have to truly understand the blessing of Abraham, the spirit, the glory, the stars of God given to us, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He said he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail you and I. Please, let's open to Hebrews chapter 13. Let's take it from verse 5 to 6. Okay, to 8. From verse 5 to 8. So that we understand, it is the same blessing, it is the same spirit, the same glory we have. We are stars. We are children of promise, so that we start to enjoy, we start to think, we start to understand, and then start to think and realize that we have help in Christ Jesus. He's our shield and exceeding great reward. Only believe in him as the father of faith. Believe that with him all things are possible. He has power to turn around things, even things you may think is dead, and cannot be changed. When the Son of Righteousness, when our shield and exceeding great reward comes in on the scene, he will turn things around. With God, all things are possible. Start understanding that the glory of God is our shield. He's our exceeding great reward. He's the one who will help us on the face of the earth. For we are stars. We are stars. We are children of promise. Hebrews chapter 13. Please, let's read it together from verse 5 to 8. Let's go. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. See a key. He was the one who was the shield and the exceeding great reward of father of faith, Abraham. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our own shield and exceeding great reward. He is the blessing of Abraham, and we give God all the glory that Christ in us, our hope of glory. Amen and amen. Please, let's read Galatians chapter 3 again, and you will see there that in God, given father of faith, the promise of the children of promise, you and I, the stars, he preached to him the gospel. Abraham heard about Christ. All the prophets, all of them, they heard about Christ and believed. So that, let us understand that it is Christ who is our helper. He's our shield. He is our exceeding great reward. He is the one who will do things for us. We are the stars of God in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3. Let's go from verse 6 to 9. Please, let's go. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God will justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Please let's pause there for a while. In thee shall all nations be blessed. See a key bringing out the second promise. The children of promise, you and I, the stars. The same blessing. How did he receive the blessing? He believed God. And so the Son of God became his shield and exceeding great reward and supplied his need. He needed an heir, and so he had Isaac. And because God wanted to bless every one of us, restoring the glory to you and I, he also pronounce the second promise. I tell you, the gospel had been preached right from the Garden of Eden. You have to understand that, because the seed of the woman that will break the head of the serpent was promised. The seed of the woman, that's the gospel of Christ, and it's been preached throughout. Please let's read verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Please underline that. And let's read it again together. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The same way we have the blessing of Abraham, Christ in us, our hope of glory. We are stars. We are stars. Start looking at yourself differently. You are a star. You have God with you to help you in every area of your life. It is you who have not made use of that help, because you have not gone through the scriptures daily so as to by faith believe in him. Many of us don't even believe God can help us daily. All of our days on the face of the earth, we think a prophet will help us or a pastor will help us. No, the blessing is also called the shield and exceeding great reward. And he and the same scripture spoken to you and I in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Please let's open to 1 Peter. Let's take it from verse 9 to 12. Okay, let's go. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that shall come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. But look at verse 9. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that shall come unto you. Verse 11 says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. Because they believed in Christ, they believed in the Messiah to come. When it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. See a key? The sufferings of Christ, they knew in the old, those who were diligently seeking Him, and the Holy Ghost was teaching them. All the prophets that wrote down these things, they knew because the Holy Spirit was teaching them. We have the scriptures, the Holy Ghost telling them the things of God. And I tell you, in heaven, there's a book of truth. These are the exact duplicate of the book of truth in heaven. And so again, verse 12 says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. And what are we saying? You see a key. The helper of the helpless had been preached right from the garden. He's the one to help you and I. I can't help you. You can't help me. But we have a helper of the helpless. The one who is set upon Mount Zion. He's our shield and exceeding great reward. Every one of us, He will help us throughout our days on the face of the earth. And we have to all now start searching the scriptures to know Him. Right from the garden, when we lost the glory and Satan became the master, the small god of this world, we know what he has is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so we need someone the stronger than he. The same person who kept father of faith, Abraham, in the middle of the desert. The same person that kept Job is available for you and I. The same person that fought for the Jews is available for you and I. You have to understand the blessing of Abraham has come unto you and I. And God is no respecter of persons. The same way He will deal honestly as He dealt with all the prophets, He will deal with you and I honestly according as it is written. And so we have to have that confidence. We have to have that confidence. We are here to learn about Christ. And I tell you, Christ is for your benefit and for my benefit, so that we all can individually receive help in our homes. We don't all live together. We don't know what anyone is going through, but Christ, who is with you, knows, and He will help you and I. Let's give Him all the glory this morning. Tell somebody you are a star. You're a star of Jesus. Always remember that. He's your shield. An exceeding great reward. Never mind what anyone says. You are a star. You are a star of God in Christ Jesus. Start seeing yourself as high and lifted up. And in Christ, you are a star of God. And you are in Christ Jesus. You are a star. Stars are always victorious. They never lose battles. Stars are strong as Jesus. Stars have the help of Jesus. You are a star of God in Christ Jesus. And when you get home, tell yourself, I'm a star of God. Always tell yourself, I'm a star of God in Christ Jesus. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Lord of glory, we are your stars here. We give God all the glory. We are fellowshipping with our star, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, we give all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's just sing some songs in the presence of the Lord. We give God all the glory. Let's first thank him. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank him, thank him. He loves to hear from all of us. Let's thank him. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. Holy One of Israel, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for keeping us all, Lord of glory. Thank you for keeping every household, every family in this church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your care. For your care, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you that you're always there for us. Thank you, King of Kings. Lord, we bless you. Helper of we, the helpless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, you drew us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Lord of glory. You delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and you translated us into your kingdom of light. Thank you for your truth in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. The Lord wants us to take out any request we want him to do for us. Anything you've been believing the Lord for. And let's open to Second Chronicles. Thank you, Jesus. And we will use the scripture. 2 Chronicles. Verse 21. Chapter 20. Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We all know the background of the story. The children of Israel, Judah this time, the enemy came against them. Three armies gathered as one against them. And look at verse 21 says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that you praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. and they were smitten. And so victory, remember, the battle is always the Lord's. And so praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. And so hold that scripture and whisper it, anything, and then we will praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. We will keep saying praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever in that situation. And so praise the Lord. Okay, let's go. Praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. 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 In Jesus' name, amen. Every situation, we praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. For every household in this church, everything pertaining to everyone, the children, the spouses, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. Concerning every work, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. Concerning everything, business, no matter what, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. Concerning the works of our hands, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord of glory, even any situation, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open to Psalm 136. Lord, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord of glory. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 136. Okay, let's go. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, in Jesus' name. And so let's thank him for the many victories, everything. Thank him specifically for the victories over your request, concerning your request, the victory you have received from him. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every area of life, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. You are his star, he's concerned about you, and so he will always help you. And so thank him for his help. Thank him for his help. Thank him for his help in everything, everything. Little, little things, big, big, big things. I tell you, the Lord is mindful of us. He's our shield. We are his stars. He loves us so much. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for helping us all. Every household in this church, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We receive help by faith, Lord of glory. Even in that situation, we receive help, Lord of glory. In every household, we receive help in the name of Jesus. In every work, every business, everything, Lord of glory, we thank you for you are the helper of we, the helpless. Thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness upon every household in this church, upon every one of us in this place. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We will be called during this week in the name of Jesus, Lord of glory, to come and take, to come and occupy in the name of Jesus, Lord of glory. We will receive good news in the name of Jesus. Lord of glory, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for new jobs, promotions. Lord of glory, thank you that our God has supplied all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord of glory, we believe in you by faith that you are the one who looks after us. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. Tell somebody, you are a star. God loves you. You are God's special star. And you will forever be a star. You are high up above all the problems of this earth because you are in Christ. You are a star. In Jesus' name, amen.